Chapter 2. A Lucky Meeting. During my first few months in Canada, I felt disillusioned. I disembarked from the ship in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and then travelled to the big city of Toronto. I worked for the first few months as a shop assistant. This is not the Canada of my dreams, I thought on a number of occasions. But I needed money, so I stayed. I met many people, and they talked about Northern Ontario. A lot of people were going to that area to make money in the silver mines. I also heard there were big forests and lakes there. In the autumn, I left my job and took a train to Lake Temiskaming in Northern Ontario. I arrived at the busy, noisy train station, and I didn't know where to go or what to do. I approached a man and asked, "Do you know this area well?"
Not really, but Bill Guppy is more familiar than anybody else with this area," the man answered. "He's a trapper. He's the man over there."
He pointed to a man with a blue shirt, talking to two other men. While I was walking in the direction of the three men, I heard Bill Guppy say loudly,
"We know a lot about life in the forest. Let's guide tourists in the summer. We'll make some good money that way."
The other two men agreed with him. I approached them. "Excuse me, Mr. Guppy," I said. "Can I speak to you for a moment?"
"Yes, of course," he answered. "But please call me Bill."
"My name is Archie Bellaney," I said. "I came by train from Toronto. I heard you're a trapper, and you know this area well. And I just heard you mention something about guiding tourists in the summer. Could I possibly work for you?" Bill smiled and asked,
"Do you know anything about life in the wilderness?"
"No, Bill," I answered honestly. "But I love nature, and I want to learn everything about how to live in the wilderness. I learn fast, and I don't need any money from you. I only need food and a place to live."
"I can see you're very enthusiastic," said Bill with a laugh. "That's a good start. Let me introduce you to my brothers, Alex and George. We live near each other, and we work together."
"Hello," I said, and they smiled at me. Bill looked at me and said in a serious voice,
"Y'all have a lot to learn. Winter is nearly here, and it's the main season for us trappers. But it's also a difficult season, because it becomes very, very cold, and there's a lot of snow. Are you sure you want to work with us?"
"Absolutely," I answered.
"Good," said Bill. "You can stay with my wife and me, and I'll be happy to teach you everything I know."
"Thank you, thank you," I said with enthusiasm. Bill and his brothers laughed, and Bill said,
"We'll go home by canoe. We live across the lake."
We walked a short distance to the lake. I climbed into the canoe and sat down. Alex and George followed me, and then Bill sat down. I watched everything carefully. How Bill sat with his knees against the seats, how he held the paddle, and how he pushed it into the water. The canoe moved slowly across the beautiful, tranquil lake. "Soon, I'll learn how to paddle a canoe myself," I thought. "This is how I always imagined life in Canada."